a good friend of mine, his father passed away. I flew out to LA on Tuesday for the Levaya. I officiated the Levaya and I came back last night. But I want to share the Hesped, and he gave me permission to share. This is also online, but he gave me permission to share this Hesped. He said, my dad had a very difficult upbringing. He grew up as a Jewish kid in Iran. He went to a Muslim school. He was picked on. He was beat up. Eventually, his parents sent him to Israel. It didn't work out. Life went on. He moved to Los Angeles. Didn't have family there. Didn't speak the language. He had to teach himself the language. Then he lost his own father when he was young. And unfortunately, almost lost a child. To make matters worse, he then went through a terrible divorce. He said, but one of the hardest things for my father was the fact that his eldest son resented him for 20 years. He said, I didn't speak to my father for 20 years. He said, and in the last year, I prayed with all my heart, God, just make me into a great son. I just want to be a great son. I can't ask my father to change. It's not right. It's not what's needed here. Help me be a great son. He said, I didn't know how to forgive, but I prayed for Hashem to help me. He said, then my eldest son had a medical emergency and needed emergency surgery. He said, I went to the hospital, and when I told the surgeon my last name, he came out and he said, one second, is your father so-and-so? He says, yeah. He says, how's your younger brother? He said, good. He said, 25 years ago, I was the resident when your younger brother at like 4 or 5 years old was brought into the hospital. He had cancer. And we actually sent him home because we told your father that there's nothing we can do. We can't, it's just whatever was too risky or too spread too much or whatever. So we can't help him. We actually sent your brother home. He said, your father was relentless. And he basically forced us to do the surgery. And he was right. And your brother survived. So my friend at the eulogy says, as I listened to that, I realized God's talking to me. He's telling me something about my father that I didn't know. How my father, amidst everything that he was going through, was like a fierce lion who loved his kids so much and would do anything to take care of them. Shortly after that, he said, my very good friend was going through a terrible divorce. And I was alongside him the whole time as he was going through this divorce. And I was able to see firsthand what it means to go through a very, very, very difficult divorce. And once again, Hashem was showing me, so this is what my father was actually dealing with when I was so resentful about the terrible divorce he was going through as a child. He said, after a few of these things happened, I realized it's unfair of me to judge a man whose shoes I've never walked in. And I never really understood the pain that he was going through. So after 20 years of not speaking, a few months ago, I called him. And I said, Dad, I'm calling you with a specific purpose. He said, I'm calling to tell you that I love you and that I'm sorry. He said, my dad broke down crying. But he didn't hesitate for a second to forgive.